I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show this week, we've got some stuff for you that I think you're going to like. Trust you do. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeedy. Let me remind you of our website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Can always go there for the latest articles, videos, and general silliness that I espouse. There you go. All right, this week, we've got a show for you that includes a little bit of a problem that I'm having with my PC, my personal PC. Now, I have a dedicated PC that does this show right here. It has a high-end video card. It has lots of memory. It's a powerful machine. It's an old machine, but it's a powerful machine, all right? Circa about, 2014-ish. So it's an older machine, but okay, it works. You know, what can I say? Anyway, but my personal machine that I use on a daily basis, that is kind of my little world that I use, is an HP Micro machine. Very nice little machine. It's still older, but not as old as this one. Not quite new enough for Windows 11, but still newer than the one that I'm currently using. Anyway, I digress. The point is, I'm having a problem with that little machine. I don't know why. I'll show it to you here in the video, and you can see what's happening with search. Very strange. But it led me to this week's yes, Geek Software of the Week. Gotta love the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. It's loud, if nothing else. Anyway, so I encourage you to check out the video that we're about to go into. And before we do, let me remind you to subscribe to this channel. If you're not subscribed to the channel, then ding the little bell. And, you know, as it says there, and it will really help the show out, okay? All right, let's go into this video and you can see what I'm talking about. Okay, today we're going to take a look at something that I found that I wanted to really feature. We can call it our Geek Software of the Week for this week. I wanted to show you a program called Explorer +++. Now, in order to really appreciate my issue, let me go here and bring up File Explorer. This is the regular File Explorer that comes with Windows 10. And you notice up here there's a Search Quick Access. Now, I'm going to click on it here in just a second and type a word. Let's see what happens. W-O-R-D. You see how it just goes blank and gray? That's it. I can't type in that box. I click on it, and it just gives me a gray box, and that's it. I searched the entire internet. I looked at everything I could. I saw that, oh, yeah, this is happening with other people. I suspect it's been caused by some kind of update or something. Or maybe it's just that my settings, I'm always messing with my computer, so who knows. Maybe I set a setting wrong. But I have checked my Windows Explorer process. I've restarted the process. I've rebooted. I've done everything I could do, and nothing seemed to fix it. Well, that left me with no way to do a search within File Explorer, and I was like, okay, this is not going to work. Unless you think that I haven't thought about putting the search icon on my screen. Let me go back up here Search, show search box. Here we go. Notice the search box down here. If I try to click on it and type, can't type in it. Click, nothing. Try to type a word, nothing. It just doesn't work. So let me go back up here, get rid of the search box. So what do I do? Well, I found a program to replace File Explorer. It's called Explorer Plus+. And I went ahead and put it here, and I put it on the tray down here where I normally would have my File Explorer, so that when I click it, it brings up File Explorer. All right, now it brings you back to the point that you last used your computer. So that's why it opened to that page. But notice you have tabbed sessions here. Now realize that that feature was just added to Windows 11. Okay, this is Windows 10. So they now have tabs in File Explorer. So, okay, this program allows you to do it with Windows 10. So, here's the thing that I like about it. Not only do you have the normal File Explorer thing, you notice up here there's no search, but there is a search over here, this little icon. So I can click that, and it brings up a very thorough and complex search. Now, of course, it remembers the last thing that I searched there. So I'm going to back up and say, and you could use wildcards. Let's just say file, star file on C. Click, and notice how fast it comes up with any file that has the word file in the title. Pretty nice. I like that. So we're going to close that out. But there's a lot of other things that this does. You can favorite or put bookmarks for different directories that you go to very often. You can refresh your screen, which is, you know, pretty handy to be able to do that. You can have different views with details, just like File Explorer, very similar layout, similar options. And it has a very strong help system built in. Now, Explorer Plus+ is open source freeware. Does not cost you a penny. You download it, you install it. Actually, it's a standalone file. I put it in my utilities directory on my C drive, and that's how I'm using it. But you can come over here and, like, for instance, look at toolbars, and it gives you a very nice description of how to use the address bar, the main toolbar, bookmarks, drives, the whole nine yards. So, simple way to learn how to use it. You can customize your layout and so forth. You can control the folders pane. Lots and lots of different options. So, that's really handy. The other thing you can do that I found extremely useful for me, because I program a lot of different files and so forth. If I go to a file that has text files in it, right here I've got a lot of XML files, text files, things of that nature. If you were to go here and right-click, one of the options you can do is, let's see if I can find it because I'm still getting used to it. Let's see, send to, always available, open with, share, split. Well, I split with Glare Utilities, that's a different thing. Hold on. Text file, tools, actions, view. File, edit. You can tell I'm still learning the system. Split. There we go. You can split a file or you can merge a file. Of course, you have to have two files to merge it. So split a file. I can split it into different parts. Speakers.blurbs.text.part. Okay. If I had two files I wanted to join, let's say this one and this one. I could hold shift down. actually control down and select both of these. Then if I come up here to actions, I can merge the files, which would allow me to click here, put the files in different order. So for instance, move it up, move it down to change the order of how they're going to be saved. And then I can come down here, name the file, whatever I want to call it. It automatically puts in the word output. So we'll go without output.txt. Click merge. Okay. Close it. And notice we've got a file output.txt. That file is going to be the combination of the two files I selected. But now let's say that I want to delete it. I can obviously right-click and delete. But what if I wanted to delete it, wipe it off the drive, and securely overwrite it so that nobody could recover it? Because, like most of you may know from watching our program before, a file that is deleted is not really deleted. It's marked as deleted. It doesn't show up anymore in your screen, but it's still out there and could be recovered. So if we want to destroy it, we come over here to Actions and Destroy File. So now I've got that file, and it'll say I'm going to overwrite it. I can overwrite it three times or one time. Please note that this operation is complete. The file will not be available. Okay. Boom. Files that are destroyed will permanently be deleted and will not be recoverable. Are you sure? Yes. And at this point, the file is deleted. Now, it's going to take a minute to do that, so I shouldn't hit cancel. I'm just going to have to let it run to complete. But it's actually overwriting the disk in that area to make it a secure delete, a destroy, rather than a delete, okay? So that's pretty handy. I really shouldn't hit cancel. I've kind of got it sitting there going, whoa, 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 what did you want me to do? So we'll let that go. As a matter of fact, I think what I'll do is just go into Task Manager and kill the process. There we go. And then bring it back up. And it brings me back up to where I was. Now, let's see. Let's click on that. Go up here. Destroy. One pass. Okay. Yes. And this time, I'm not going to click on it. I'm going to let it do its thing here. But at any rate, you can see that this is really pretty handy to be able to do that. So you can merge files. You can separate files. You can destroy files so that they aren't recoverable. You can do all kinds of things. Now, you know what just occurred to me? The reason this may not be working the way I think it should, and this is something I'm just finding out as we go into this, so bear with me. Let's end the task again. Here's why I think this is happening. If we were to go here and look at this, this is on a file share on a Linux file server, okay? And I'm betting it's having a hard time destroying the file that is shared out under that that particular file server. So I'm going to go to a local directory, and I'm going to create a new rich text document, and we'll just call this new. Oh, I misspelled it. There we go, new. New rich text document. I'm going to highlight it. Go over here to Actions. Go to Destroy. One pass. Okay. Yes. That destroyed it quickly. That's what it was. It was saying, whoa, wait a minute. You're wanting me to delete something off of a Linux server, and you don't have permissions, and blah, blah, blah. And there you go. So that's at least something that we realized what was happening. But I am getting used to this, like I say. Most of the time, if I wanted to go back to that file, which I actually do because I don't want to keep that one, and go back down to the XML directory and go back to our output, I can right-click, delete, yes, and it's deleted. And what all that did is send a signal to the Linux file server and say, yeah, I want to delete that file, mark it as deleted, boom, it's done. And I could do that with all the rest of these .back files that I don't need anymore either. And the shortcut that shouldn't be there anyway. We'll just clean up this directory while we're here. There we go. Okay. So, that is Explorer Plus Plus, which I find a very nice replacement for Windows actual File Explorer application. I don't know why it's doing what it's doing in Windows or what I may have done. Like I said, I've tried doing a repair on Windows. I've tried doing a file check on Windows. I've tried everything I could think of to get back the functionality in File Explorer for searching. If you happen to know why that's happening, send me suggestions. Comment to this video and let me know, because I am not proud. I will take anything you've got to share with me along that line. There you go. You see? That's a neat little piece of software. Explorer Plus Plus. Now, like I said, I'm a big fan of Notepad Plus Plus. And I've used it for years. But Explorer Plus Plus is kind of cool what all it can do. And it, as you saw in that video, I'm discovering more things about it all the time and experimenting with it. So if I find some really cool feature that I haven't yet found, I'll share that with you later. But that'll do it for this week. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.